The next word is do. Hush hush. Dilat. Dilat. To do. Sentence. Yadilayuurok Cyrillic letter 456. Breakdown. Dilayu. Present tense, first person singular of. Dilat. Dilat. To do. Uroki. Uroki, homework, lessons. This is the plural form of the noun. Urok. Urok. Key concepts. Present tense. The verb. Dilat. Dilat. Is conjugated in the present tense. The present tense is used to describe an action happening now. First person singular. The verb is conjugated in the first person singular, meaning it refers to the speaker. Plural form. Uroki. Is the plural form of. Urok. This is because we are referring to more than one lesson. Pronunciation. Yelat. Daylat. Yar. Ya. Dilayu. Dilayu. Uroki. Urokai. English translation. I am doing my homework. Variations. You can use the verb. Dilat. Dilat. In other tenses as well. For example. Yars dilayu uroki. Yes dilau urok Cyrillic letter 456. Means, I did my homework. Past tense. You can use dilat. Dilat, with different objects. For example, yar dilayu kofi. Yadilayu kof means, I am making coffee. Remember, you can use the verb dilat. Dilat, in many different situations to describe doing something. The next word is plan. The word plan in English can have different meanings depending on the context. Here are a few examples. 1. To plan a trip. Я планирую поездку в Москву. Я планирую поездку в Москву. Breakdown. Я. I, subject pronoun, pronunciation. Я планирую. Планирую. I am planning, present tense of the verb планировать. Планировать. Pronunciation. Планирую поездку. Поездку. A trip, accusative case of the noun поездка. Поездка. Pronunciation. Поездку, where. We. To, in, preposition, pronunciation. ВМОСКВУ. Москву. Moscow, accusative case of the noun МОСКВА. Москва. Pronunciation. МОСКВА. Translation. I am planning a trip to Moscow. Key concept. The verb планировать. Планировать. Is a transitive verb, meaning it takes a direct object. In this sentence, the direct object is поездку. Поездку. The trip. To plan a project. Мы планируем проект по изучению русского языка. My plan room project po is a chenyu rusko go yezika. Breakdown. Mieru. My. We, subject pronoun, pronunciation. Mi planieru yem. Plan room. We are planning, present tense of the verb planieromate yeri. Planiromat. Pronunciation. Planiru emperor ye kate. Project. A project, nominative case of the noun pair or yekate. Project. Pronunciation. Projecti per o. Po. On, about, preposition, pronunciation. Parize ucheniu. Izucheniu. Studying, dative case of the noun is ucheniye. Izucheni. Pronunciation. Izucheniu russka ogeo. Ruskogo. Russian, genitive case of the adjective russkiyikatkoye. Ruskiye. Pronunciation. Ruskigoya zeyeruka. Yezika. Language, genitive case of the noun ya zeyeruka. Yezik. Pronunciation. Yazika. Translation. We are planning a project on the study of the Russian language. Key concept. The verb planirovateyeri. Planirovat. Can be used with different prepositional phrases to specify the object of the planning. In this example, it is poizeucheniurusskogoyazeyeruka. Poizeucheniuruskogoyazeka. On the study of the Russian language. Pronunciation. Plan. Plan, planirovat. Planiruyet. Present tense of the verb, planirovat. Project. Projekti, pozdka. Pojezdka, Moskva. Mareskeva, Ruskiye. Ruskiye, Yazik. Yazik. Remember that the Russian language has grammatical cases, and the form of the noun changes depending on its function in the sentence. In the examples above, you can see how the nouns peoyezedeka are. Pozdka. And peroyekate. Project. Change their endings in the accusative case, and the noun is eucheniye. Izucheni. Changes its ending to the dative case. The next word is result. The результат. Испытание. Перел. Удивительным. This sentence translates to, the result of the test was amazing. Breakdown. Результат. Результат, result, this word can be masculine or feminine depending on the context. In this case, it is masculine, as it is referring to the result of the test. You will hear the te at the end of результат. Only slightly, and it is pronounced more like a d sound. Испытание. Испытание, test, singular form is испытание. Испытание, this is the genitive case of the word испытание, which means test. The genitive case is used to show possession or a relationship between nouns. The ya in испытание is pronounced as ya. While, was, this is the past tense of the verb, to be, in the masculine singular form. The L at the end of the word is pronounced like a L. Удивительным. Удивительным, amazing, this is the instrumental case of the adjective. Удивительный. Удивительный. The instrumental case is used to show how something is done. It also shows what is being used to do something. The ikratkoye in удивительным is pronounced like a y. Result. Результат. Результат, result, test. Испытание. Испытание, was. Был. While, amazing. Удивительный. Удивительный. The next word is away. The word, away, can be used in many different ways in English. In Russian, it will often be translated with a preposition, such as от. От, which means, from, or в сторону. В сторону, meaning, in the direction of. There is no direct Russian translation for, away, as an adverb, but the meaning can be conveyed by using a preposition and an adverb like daiko, daliko, meaning far, or proch, proch, which means away. Here is a simple example of a sentence using ot, ot, onushe ot doma, onushe ot doma, on, he, pronoun, nominative case. This is pronounced like the English word on, but with a slightly softer n sound. Ushe, ushel, past tense of the verb. Ukhadit, ukhadit, meaning to leave, to go away, or to depart. It is pronounced like ushel. Ot, ot, preposition, meaning from or away from. It is pronounced ot. Doma, doma, genitive case of the noun. Dom, dom, meaning house. The genitive case is used with prepositions that show possession or location. It is pronounced like the English word dome with an a sound added at the end. Translation: he left home. Memorization tip: think of the word ought. Ought, like the English word off, it can be used in a similar way. Pronunciation: the stress is always on the last syllable of the word in Russian. English: away slash schwa stress we small cap I slash. Russian: ote slash at slash, and vesteronu slash vstoronu slash. The next word is example. Please provide an English word for me to use in a Russian sentence. I will then provide you with the sentence, a breakdown of the grammar, the meaning, variations of the word in question, and a translation of the words. I will also highlight key concepts and provide helpful hints on how to pronounce each word in English. Finally, I will enclose any Russian words with the markers. And so you can translate the sentence using eSpeak later. The next word is happen. Sentence: это может случиться с кем угодно. Breakdown: это. Pronounced это is the neuter form of the demonstrative pronoun this. It functions as the subject of the sentence. Может. Pronounced может is the third person singular form of the verb мочери, pronounced moch, which means to be able or to can. Мочери is an irregular verb in the present tense, and it's important to learn the conjugations. Случиться. Pronounced случиться is the infinitive form of the verb случаться, pronounced случаться, meaning to happen. This verb is also irregular in the present tense. Pronounced s is a preposition meaning with. Кем. Pronounced кем is the instrumental case of the interrogative pronoun кто, or pronounced кто, meaning who. It's used to ask who something happens to. Угодно. Pronounced угодно is an adjective meaning any or whatever. It often functions as a kind of catch-all to refer to anyone or anything. Meaning, this can happen to anyone. Translation: это. This. Может. Can. Случиться. Happen. С. With. Кем. Who. Угодно. Anyone. Key concepts: demonstrative pronouns. Это is a demonstrative pronoun that points to something specific. There are three forms: это, neuter; это, masculine; and это, feminine. Irregular verbs: мочери and случаться are irregular verbs, meaning they don't follow the standard conjugation patterns. It's important to learn their forms in the present tense. Instrumental case: The instrumental case is used to show how something is done, or by what means. In this sentence, the instrumental case of kateo is used to indicate who the action of seluchetiriesia happens to. The next word is offer. Hash hash. Pridagdayu. Vamchashakaukaofie. Breakdown. Pridagdayu. This is the verb, to offer, in the first person singular present tense. It is conjugated for the I form. Pronunciation. Pridilagayu. Vam. This is the dative case of the pronoun, you, meaning, to you. It is used to indicate the indirect object of the verb. Pronunciation. Vam. Chashku. This is the accusative case of the noun, cup, meaning, a cup. It is used to indicate the direct object of the verb. Pronunciation. Char-shq. Coffee. This is the noun, coffee, in the genitive case. The genitive case is used here to indicate possession, meaning, of coffee. Pronunciation. Kofi. Sentence meaning, I offer you a cup of coffee. Variations of offer. Predashoot. The infinitive form of the verb, to offer, pronounced. Pridilashit. Pridashu. Past tense masculine form of, to offer, pronounced. Pridilashil. Pridashula. Past tense feminine form of, to offer, pronounced. Pridilashila. Pridashuli. Past tense plural form of, to offer, pronounced. Pridilashili. English translation of words. Offer. Pridagdayu. Pridilagayu, cup. Chashku. Charshq, coffee. Coffee. Kofi. The next word is young. The Russian sentence is Anamada. Breakdown. Ona. Ona. Ona, she. This is a nominative case pronoun referring to a female subject. Pronunciation. Anarmolda. Maloda. Maloda, young, feminine. This is an adjective in the nominative case, agreeing in gender with the noun. Pronunciation. Maloda. Meaning, she is young. Key concepts. Gender agreement. In Russian, adjectives must agree in gender, number, and case with the nouns they modify. In this case, MOLODA is feminine to agree with ONA. Nominative case. This is the basic form of nouns and pronouns used as the subject of a sentence. Variations. Masculine. ONMOLOD. ONMOLOD, he is young. Plural. ONIMOLODY. ONIMOLODY, they are young. English to Russian. Young. Молодой. Молодой, masculine young. Молодая. Молодая, feminine young. Молодые. Молоды, plural. The next word is as. The English word, as, can be translated into Russian in a few different ways, depending on the context. Here's an example using the word, as a conjunction. Sentence. The cat is as big as a dog. Russian. Кот такой же большой, как собака. Breakdown. Кот. Кот, cat, masculine noun. Такой же. Такой же, the same, as. Большой. Большой, big, large, masculine adjective. Как. Как, as, like, conjunction. Собака. Собака, dog, feminine noun. Key concepts. Gender agreement. In Russian, adjectives agree with the nouns they modify in gender, number, and case. So, the adjective. Большой. Big, is masculine to match the masculine noun. Кот. cut. Word order. Russian word order can be more flexible than English, but typically follows a subject-verb-object, SVO, structure. Как. As, in this sentence. Как. Functions as a conjunction introducing a comparison. It is used with the comparative adjective. Такой же. The same, to express a comparison of size. Variations. Так же. Так же, also, as well. Как будто. Как будто, as if, as though. В качестве. В качестве, as, in the role of. Pronunciation. Кот. Кот, pronounced like, кот. Такой же. Такой же, pronounced like, такой же. Большой. Большой, pronounced like, большой. Как. Как, pronounced like, как. Собака. Собака, pronounced like, собака. English translation. The cat is as big as a dog. The next word is close. The word, close, can be used in many ways, so to illustrate the meaning of this word in Russian, let's look at the sentence. Пожалуйста, закрой двери. This sentence translates to, please close the door. Here is a breakdown of the sentence. Пожалуйста. Please, pronounced. Par-mh-a-li-star, this is a polite request word, similar to, please, in English. Закрой. Close, pronounced. Закрой, this is the imperative form of the verb закрыть. Закрыть. Which means, to close. It's used to tell someone to close something. Двери. Door, pronounced. Двери, this is the noun meaning, door. Important notes. The imperative form is used to give commands. In this sentence, it is used to politely ask someone to close the door. The closing action is directed toward the door. This is indicated by the preposition за. За. Which means for or behind. Here are some variations of the verb закрыть. 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 Close, infinitive form. Закрываю. I am closing. Закрыл. I closed, masculine singular past tense. Закрыла. I closed, feminine singular past tense. Закрыли. We closed, plural past tense. This sentence illustrates a common use of close in Russian, which is to tell someone to close something. English to Russian. Close. Закрыть. Закрыть, door. Двери. Двери, please. Пожалуйста. Пожалуйста. The next word is program. The word program in Russian is программа. Pronounced программа. Here is an example sentence. У нас есть интересная программа на сегодня. Breakdown. У means at or with and is used as a preposition. Нас. Нас means us and is the genitive case of the pronoun мьеру, we. Ест. Ест means there is or there are. It is a verb which is used with the word program to indicate that there is something called a program. Интересное. Интересное means interesting. The ending ia indicates the feminine gender of the noun. Программа. Программа means program, it is a noun. На. На means on or for and is used as a preposition. Сегодня. Сегодня means today. Translation. We have an interesting program for today. Key concept. This sentence demonstrates how to use the word program in Russian. Note how the word programma is used as a noun. This example highlights how to use prepositions in a sentence. Variations. Programmu. Programmu, this is the accusative case of the noun. Programma. Programma. It is used when the noun is the direct object of a verb. Programmi. Programmi, this is the dative case of the noun. Programma. Programma. It is used when the noun is the indirect object of a verb. English. Program. Program Russian. Programma. Programma. The next word is lead. The word lead in English can have multiple meanings, and in Russian, there are several corresponding words depending on the context. Example sentence. The lead. Command. No. Smych. Игроков. Ка. Победи. Breakdown. Лидер. Pronounced leader means leader. It is a noun. The лидер is the one who leads, the leader of the team. Команды. Pronounced команды means team. It is a noun, and it is in the genitive case, which is like the possessive form in English. So, this is the leader of the team. No. Pronounced vial means lead. This is the past tense of the verb. Нести, which means to lead. It is in the masculine singular form, agreeing with лидер. Смых. Pronounced смайк means his or her slash their. It is a possessive pronoun, and it refers back to лидер, meaning the leader's players. Игроков. Pronounced игроков means players. It is a noun, and in the accusative case, because it is the direct object of the verb. Ну. Ка. Pronounced к means to, and it is a preposition. Победи. Pronounced победай means victory. This noun is in the dative case, which indicates the direction or purpose. Translation. The leader of the team led his players to victory. Variations. The word lead as a noun can also be translated as свинец. Pronounced свинец, which means lead, the metal. The word lead as a verb can also be translated as руководить. Pronounced руководить, which means to manage or to direct. English-Russian translations. Lead.
Лидер.
Свинец.
Нести.
Leader.
Лидер.
Team. Команда. Victory.
Победа.
To lead.
Нести.
Руководить. The next word is buy. The word
купить.
Купить means to buy in Russian. It is a verb that is conjugated, meaning it changes form depending on the subject and tense. Here is an example of how to use
купить
in a sentence. Я хочу купить новое краткое телефон.
Я хочу купить новый телефон.
Я хочу купить новый телефон. This sentence means, I want to buy a new phone.
Я,
subject pronoun хочу.
Хочу.
Хочу, want, verb in the first person singular present tense купить.
Купит.
Купит. To buy, infinitive новое или краткое.
Новый.
Новый, new, adjective telephone.
Телефон.
Telephone, phone, noun.
Key concepts.
Infinitive. The infinitive form of a verb is the base form of the verb, which is usually preceded by to in English. The infinitive of
Cupid
is
Cupid.
Cupid. Subject pronouns. Subject pronouns indicate who or what is performing the action of the verb. In the sentence above, the subject pronoun is
I.
Present tense. The present tense describes an action that is happening now. In the sentence above, the verb
хочу.
Хочу is in the present tense. Adjectives. Adjectives describe nouns. In the sentence above, the adjective
новый.
Новый describes the noun.
Телефон.
Telephone. Variations.
Купите.
Купите, by, plural imperative form.
Купи.
Купи, by, singular imperative form.
Куплю.
Куплю, will by, first person singular future tense.
Купили.
Купили, bought, plural past tense. English translation of word and pronunciation.
Купить.
Купить, to buy. The next word is understand. Hash hash sentence. Я понимаю, что ты говоришь о ире. Я понимаю, что ты говоришь. Breakdown. Я. I, nominative case, subject of the sentence. Pronunciation. Я понимаю.
Понимаю.
Understand, present tense, first person singular, pronunciation. Пи стресс мау чето. Что. That, conjunction, introducing a subordinate clause, pronunciation. Что теру. Тай. You, nominative case, subject of the subordinate clause, pronunciation. Тайгеомеоэришаири.
Говориш.
Are saying, present tense, second person singular, pронунциation, GV stress rish. Meaning, I understand what you are saying. Variations. Понематеири.
Понимат.
Is the infinitive form of the verb. Pronunciation. Пи стресс мат, понял.
Понял.
Is the masculine past tense form. Pronunciation. Пи стресс нил, понял.
Понял.
Is the feminine past tense form. Pronunciation. Пи стресс нил, понял.
Понял.
Is the plural past tense form. Pronunciation. Пи стресс нил. English to Russian. Understand.
Понимать.
Pronunciation. Пи стресс мат. The next word is thank. The word thank in English translates to
спасибо.
Спасибо in Russian. Here's a sentence using it.
Спасибо за ваш интерес к моему курсу.
Спасибо за ваш интерес к моему курсу. Let's break this sentence down.
Спасибо.
Спасибо, this is the word for thank you, and it is always used in the nominative case.
За.
За, this is the preposition for
ваш.
Ваш, this is the possessive adjective meaning your. In this case, it's masculine, as the noun it's modifying. Interest is masculine.
Интерес.
Интерес, this is the noun, interest, also in the masculine gender.
Ка.
Okay, this is the preposition to, used for indicating direction. Mayemu. Momu, this is the possessive adjective meaning my, in this case, modifying the noun, course. It is masculine and singular, just like the noun it modifies. Kursu. Kursu, this is the noun, course, also in the masculine gender. This sentence means, thank you for your interest in my course. Pronunciation tips. Spasibo. Spasibo, the S at the beginning is soft, almost like a TH. Za. Za, the is like the in father. Vash. Vash, the V is like the V in vine. Interies. Interies, the E is like the E in bed. Ka. K, this sounds like the K in kit. Mayemu. Momu, the E is like the E in bed. Kursu. Kursu, the U is like the U in flute. Key concepts. Declension. The sentence showcases the declension of nouns and adjectives, changing their endings depending on their grammatical role within the sentence. Gender. Russian nouns and adjectives have grammatical gender, which affects their endings. Here, interest and course are masculine nouns, so the adjectives modifying them, your and my, are also masculine. Prepositions. The sentence uses several prepositions like za, za, and ka, k, that are essential for understanding the meaning and grammatical structure of the sentence. English translation. Thank you, Russian translation. Spasibo. Spasibo. The next word is far. The word far can be translated in Russian using several different words and grammatical structures depending on the context. The most basic translation is daleko, pronounced daleko, meaning far in the sense of distance. We can use it in a sentence like this. Dom nachodzitsa daleko od szkoły. Pronounced dom nachodzitsa daleko od szkoły. Dom. Pronounced dom, house. Nachodzitsa. Pronounced nachodzitsa, is located. Daleko. Pronounced daleko, far. Od. Pronounced at, from. Szkoły. Pronounced szkoły, school translation. The house is located far from the school. Daleko. Can also be used to describe a point in the future. Это событие произойдет далеко в будущем. Pronounced это событие произойдет далеко в будущем. Это. Pronounced это, this. Событие. Pronounced событие, event. Произойдет. Pronounced произойдет, will happen. Далеко. Pronounced далеко, far. Pronounced v, in. Будущем. Pronounced будущем, future. Translation. This event will happen far in the future. The word far can also be used as an adverb meaning to a great extent or very much. Я очень далеко от дома. Pronounced я очень далеко от дома. Я. Pronounced я I. Очень. Pronounced очень very. Далеко. Pronounced далеко far. От. Pronounced at, from. Дома. Pronounced дома, home. Translation. I am very far from home. Далеко. Pronounced далеко, far. The next word is today. Сегодня. Я. Idu. Universität. Breakdown. Sivodna. Sigodaya, today. This is the most common word for today. The D is a soft D, sound like the D in May. The Naya sounds like Naya in the word canyon. Yeah. Yeah, I, the personal pronoun, I. The Y in this word is pronounced like the Y in yes. Idu. I do, I go. This is the present tense of the verb to go, which is itti. EDT. You need to memorize this entire verb, but this is just the present tense, first person singular. I go. V in a preposition meaning in or to, like I go in the university or I go to the university. It's a very short word, pronounced like the V in victory. Universität. Universität, university, this is a common word. Pay attention to the stress on the fourth syllable. Translation. Today I go to the university. English. Today Russian. Сегодня. Сегодня, English. I Russian. Я English. Go Russian. Иду. I do, English. To Russian. V English. University Russian. Университет. Университет. The next word is hour. The word hour in Russian is час. Pronounced час. It is a masculine noun and can be used in singular or plural forms. Let's create a sentence that uses this noun. У меня есть час. Чтобы сделать домашние задания. У. МЯНАЯ. Есть. Час. ЧТОБЫ. СДАЙЛАТ. Домашняй. ЗАДАНАЙ. This translates to, I have an hour to do my homework. Breakdown. U. U is a preposition that means at or by, but here it is part of the phrase. У меня. У. МЯНАЯ. Which means, I have. Меня. МЯНАЯ. Is the pronoun, me. Есть. Means to be or to have and is used in the present tense. Час. Час. Is the noun hour. Чтобы. ЧТОБЫ. Is a conjunction that means in order to or so that. Сделать. Сделать. Is the verb to do. Домашние. Домашняй. Is the adjective homework. Задание. Заданай. Is the noun assignment. This sentence demonstrates the usage of час. Час. In a simple, but effective way. Let's look at some variations of the word, hour, in Russian. Часов. Часов. Is the genitive plural form, which means, of hours. Часам. Часам. Is the dative plural form meaning, to hours. Часами. Часами. Is the instrumental plural form meaning, by hours. Remember, mastering the cases and declensions of Russian nouns is crucial for understanding the language's grammar. English, hour, pronounced, hour, Russian. Час. pronounced Charles. The next word is student. The word student in Russian is student, pronounced student. It is a noun, and it is masculine in gender. To make it feminine, you simply add the ending ka. So it becomes studentka, pronounced student ka. It is important to remember that gender is very important in Russian grammar, so paying close attention to whether the noun is masculine, feminine, or neuter will help you understand the structure of the sentence. Here's a sample sentence using student. 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 Учится. Учится. В университете. The university. Breakdown. Student. Student, student, nominative case, subject of the sentence. Учится. Учится is studying, third person singular, present tense of the verb. Учится. Учится, to study. В. In. Университете. Университете, university, prepositional case. Translation. The student is studying at the university. Key concepts. Gender. The noun. Student. Student is masculine. Case. The noun. Student. Student is in the nominative case because it is the subject of the sentence. Verb conjugation. The verb. Учится. Учится is in the third person singular present tense. Prepositional case. The noun. Университете. Университете is in the prepositional case because it is preceded by the preposition. V. In. Pronunciation. Student. Student, the E at the end is very short and almost silent. The T is pronounced like the T in table. Учится. Учится, the chair, CH, sounds like the CH in chair. V, the where is pronounced like the V in victory. Университете. Университете, the yeah, E sounds like the E in bet. The tear, T at the end is almost silent. The next word is at. The English word at can be translated into Russian in a few different ways, depending on the context. Here is a sentence using the preposition where. Pronounced V. Sentence. Я. Я. Сижу. Сижу. Sit, where. In slash at bibliotheca. Библиотеки. Library. Breakdown. Я. Я. I. The pronoun, я. Я. Pronounced, я, is the nominative case of the first person singular pronoun, meaning, I, in English. Сижу. Сижу. Sit. The verb сижу. Сижу. Pronounced, сижу, is the present tense, first person singular form of the verb сидеть. Сидеть. To sit. Where. In slash at. The preposition, where. Pronounced, V, is used to indicate location, meaning, in, or, at, in English. Bibliotheca. Библиотеки. Library. The word bibliotheca. Библиотеки. Pronounced, biblioteki, is the prepositional case of the noun bibliotheca. Библиотека. Library. It is important to note that in Russian, prepositions often require the noun following them to be in a specific case. Translation. I am sitting in the library. Key concept. the preposition where. Pronounced V is a versatile preposition used to express location, similar to the English preposition in or at. Variations. The preposition where. Pronounced V can be used with other prepositions to create different meanings. For example, nr, ner, on, plus, where, in, equals, nr, where, nerve, on, in, meaning, in, on, in English. Pronunciation, where, pronounced, vbaebaleotekie, bibliotheki, pronounced, bibliotekiesiju, siju. Pronounced siju ya ya. Pronounced ya. English to Russian. At where. Pronounced v library bibliotheka. Biblioteka. Pronounced biblioteka. The next word is face. The word litso. Pronounced litso means face in Russian. It is a noun, so it can be used as a subject, object, or object of a preposition. Here is an example sentence. On berielotenierikarasivereskarasivereum. Litsom. On. Pronounced on means he and. Bil. Pronounced bil means was. Okin. Pronounced okain means very and krasivy. Pronounced krasivy means beautiful or handsome. This sentence means he was very handsome with a beautiful face. Here is a breakdown of the grammar. Subject on. He verb. Bl. Was adjective. Krasivy. Handsome, preposition. S. With, object of the preposition. Krasivum, high, litsom. Beautiful face. Variations of the word. Litso. Litsa. Pronounced, litsa, is the plural form of. Litso. Meaning, faces. Litsivoy. Pronounced litsivoy is an adjective meaning facial. Pronunciation. Litso. Litso. On. Own. Bl. Bil. Krasivy. Krasivy. S. S. Translation. Litso. Face. Litsa. Faces. Litsivoy. Facial. The next word is hope. The word hope in Russian is nadezhda. Pronounced nadezhda. Here is an example of how to use it in a sentence. Ya nadeюсь. Я надеюсь, что утеряю почувствуешь. CHTO type archivesti ruess yebeya. Luchu. Cbaya luchi mea vetera. I hope that you feel better tomorrow. Breakdown. Ya. Nadeюсь. Ya nadeюсь, I hope. Nadeюсь. Is the first person singular present tense form of the verb. Nadеюсь. Nadayatsya, which means, to hope. Cheteoteyeru. Pachuvstvish. Chto type archivestiru, yes, that you feel, the word. Что? Chto, means, that. Pachuvstvish. Is the second person singular future tense form of the verb. Chuvstvamat. Chavestiviomat, which means, to feel. To. Tai means you. Sebeya. Lucy. See by a Lucy, yourself better. Siga. See by a means yourself.
Lucy.
Lucy means better. Variations of. Nanyezda. Nanizmhnar.
Nanyezny.
Nanizmhny. Adjective, reliable, trustworthy.
Nanyeitsa.
Nanyatsia, verb, to hope. Pronunciation guide. The, e, in.
Nanyeus.
Nanyeus is like the, e, in, get, or, bet, the, o, in.
Pachuvstvish.
Pachuvstvish is like the, o, in, go, or, no, the, y, in.
Siga.
Sibaya is like the Y in yes or my. Translation. Hope.
Nanyezhda.
Nanizmhnar, I hope, ya.
Nanyeus.
Ya nanayus, you feel teyeru.
Chuvstvish.
Taichavestiru, yes, better.
Luchu.
Luchi, tomorrow.
Zavtra.
Zavtra. The next word is idea. Idea is a feminine noun that means idea, notion, or concept. The sentence means, I have an interesting idea for our next project. The word interesnaya. Interesnaya is the feminine form of the adjective interesnui. Interesnui, which means interesting. The word
nash.
Nash means our and is the masculine form of the possessive adjective. The word
projekt.
Projekt means project and is a masculine noun.
Umina.
Umenya means I have and is a common Russian phrase.
Est.
Est means there is or there are. Pronunciation.
Inyea.
Edhya.
Interesnaya.
Interesnaya.
Nash.
Nash.
Projekt.
Projekt.
Umina.
Umiaya.
Yest.
Yest. English translation. I have an interesting idea for our next project. The next word is cost. The cost of living in Moscow is very high.
Stoimost.
Zhizni.
Moskvye.
Ochin.
Vysoka.
Stoimost. Stoimost is a noun meaning cost. The stress is on the third syllable. It can be used with the genitive case, as shown above, or the nominative case.
Stoimost
is feminine.
Zhizni.
Zhizni is the genitive case of
zhizn.
Zhizn. Meaning life. It is feminine.
Vy.
Is a preposition meaning in.
Moskvye.
Moskv. Is the prepositional case of.
Moskva.
Moskva. Meaning Moscow. It is feminine.
Ochin.
Ocean. Is an adverb meaning very.
Vysoka.
Vysoka. Is an adjective meaning high. It is feminine. Translation.
Stoimost.
Cost.
Stoimost.
Zhizni. Life.
Zhizni.
In.
We.
Moskvye.
Moscow. Moskv. Okin. Very. Ocean. Visoka. High. Visoka. The next word is less. The word less can be tricky because it functions as both an adjective and an adverb in English. However, in Russian, we use two different words depending on context. We use the word меньше, pronounced меньше, which is an adjective slash adverb meaning smaller or less. Example: У меня меньше денег, чем у тебя. У меня. У меня. I have. Literally. At me. Меньше. Меньше. Less. Денег. Денег. Money. Plural. Genitive case. Чем. Кем. Than. У тебя. У тебя. You have. Literally. At you. Translation. I have less money than you. Key concept. Russian adjectives and adverbs often change form based on the noun or verb they modify. Here, меньше is in the nominative case because it is modifying the noun. Денег. Money. Variations. The word меньше can also be used in comparisons. For example, этот дом меньше. Чем тот? Этот дом меньше, чем тот? This house is smaller than that one. Word pronunciation. Меньше. Меньше. Денег. Денег.